Books and Arts.
The Work of Cima da Conegliano, An Overlooked Master. Venice Comes to Paris.
Tall, lean, and with a head of brown curls, St. John the Baptist's intense expression seizes the viewer's gaze. The enthroned Virgin, holding the Christ child, may be the subject of this late 15th century painting, yet the eye is drawn to the saint. He feels real somehow, with the magnetism of a rock star. This is a quality found in many of the saints, portrayed by Giovanni Battista Cima, called Cima the Conegliano. Readers can be forgiven for not recognizing the name. Born in 1459, Cima became a painter during the blossoming of the Italian Renaissance. It was an inspiring time to be an artist, but the competition was fierce. He worked in Venice, where Giovanni Bellini was already established. By the time Cima died in 1517-18, Giorgione and Titian had made their marks. The fame of these artists has overshadowed Cima's. It is a shame. Bernard Berenson, one of the most influential writers on the Venetian Renaissance, said of him, "No other master of that time paints so well the pearly light that models the Italian landscape with a peculiar lightness and breadth." Cima's depiction of the landscape influenced his more famous contemporaries. Now visitors to Paris are being offered the chance to make his acquaintance. Cima da Conegliano, master of the Venetian Renaissance at the Luxembourg Museum, is a wonderful show. Cima painted in tempera and oil on wood. Such pictures are notoriously fragile, yet this exhibition features 30 works, all of them on wood panels. The loans have come from churches, museums, and private collections, evidence of the diplomatic talents of Giovanni Villa, the show's curator. They include half-lengths of the Virgin and Child made for private devotion, full-size portrayals of saints, and scenes from classical mythology, including Theseus slaying a rather handsome Minotaur. The smaller pictures are gripping, but the large altar paintings are the main attraction. Many hang on freestanding panels, and their warm, rich colours sing out in rooms of slate grey. The show is big enough to suggest the artist's range, but small enough to encourage private contemplation. Cima has captured the light and mood of the Veneto. Paris falls away, and the visitor is transported to Venice. The show opens with Jacopo de Barbari's famous bird's-eye view of the city. This enormous map, a masterpiece of Renaissance printmaking, was published in 1500, when Cima lived there. A small copy pinpoints Cima sites, including that of his studio in San Luca near the Rialto Bridge. The altar painting of the Virgin mentioned above soon follows. It was commissioned for the Duomo in Cima's hometown and has remained in that Conegliano church since 1492. Some complain that church art loses its force when displayed out of context, yet each element, from the stylized foliage of the dome above to the angel musicians below, is far easier to see and appreciate in Paris than it is in Conegliano. Cima often painted the same models. The viewer meets St. John the Baptist, St. Catherine, and St. Jerome, and his lion, more than once walking through this show. The result is a warm and welcome sense of familiarity, rather than the feeling that one is looking at actors in a series of religious tableau. The exhibition ends as it begins, with Venice. In a very large work, the winged lion of St. Mark, symbol of both the saint and the city he founded, fills most of the painting. The four saints who flank him appear pint-sized in comparison. Whatever else the picture is meant to signify, it is plain that the aim was to show the overwhelming power of Venice. Bubbly Prosecco, a better-known product of Conegliano, is for sale in the museum shop. New and old admirers of Cima may well wish to raise a glass to this underappreciated master.